USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy declared on Monday evening that the region will enter a state of emergency, effective 8 p.m., in preparation for the impact of a nor'easter. Murphy urged residents of all 21 counties in the Garden State to stay off the roads, remain vigilant, follow safety protocols, ensure devices are fully charged, report outages, and to look out for downed power lines. On Sunday night in America, Fox News host Trey Gowdy brought up recent rumors about West Virginia's Joe Manchin switching parties to become an independent in light of conflict with his fellow Democrats. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee.
There's no reason why he belongs with the party of inflation, why he belongs with the party of lawlessness, why he ought to remain with the party that's harassing, intimidating, and belittling him at every turn.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer, and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Do what? My God! How come minute was what? Do what?
Tens of thousands have taken to streets in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, and the city of Omdurman after troops arrested the prime minister in a coup. The Ministry of Information claims troops have fired on pro-government protesters. Footage shared online shows that Sudanese citizens responded to the plea of their transitional government, which was formed in 2019. Smoke can be seen rising across the cityscape. Democratic lawmakers are renewing calls to expel any member of Congress implicated in the January 6th riots at the Capitol, following reporting that witnesses recently informed congressional investigators of their coordination with lawmakers. The sources reportedly have met with the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Texas Governor Abbott reacts to more migrants on the way. USA's Tim Bird reports.
A caravan of nearly 3,000 migrants is marching north in Mexico and heading for the United States. Most of the group is from Central and South America, and they broke a barricade that was set by Mexican police last weekend. This has Texas gearing up for another wave of migrants at their section of the border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox News he's upset with President Biden's absence.
We've seen presidents time after time go to locations of crises and disasters. This happens to be a crisis and a disaster created by Joe Biden himself. You would think he'd want to go down and see the consequences of his disaster. Go see what he caused.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is rolling out new vaccine requirements for international travelers coming into the United States. Starting November 8th, three new orders from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will be put into place, according to a senior administration official. The first requires non-U.S. citizens traveling into the country who are not immigrants to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 and provide proof of vaccination status prior to boarding their flight. Officials say both digital and paper proof of vaccination will be accepted by international airlines. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.